Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to present this paper on behalf of my team members. Hardy is my PhD student, Nine, my former students, and Kozek, my colleague. I think it's appropriate, logical to schedule this paper at the end of this session, because this paper addresses the impact of humidification processes on inorganic carbon transformation, because inorganic carbon transformation and organic carbon transformation are not independent, they are interrelated. Now, this diagram is extracted from Nature, which show the soil carbon stock, which show the carbon stock. Oops, I lost it. Okay, I think it's okay, yeah. Show the factor which govern the input and output of carbon. And the balance of that is the carbon stock. And when you talk of carbon stock, we don't just refer to organic carbon, humic carbon. We refer to inorganic carbon as well, because we have to consider that inorganic carbon transformation is related and in fact controlled by humidification processes. During humidification process, there's the evolution of carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide can be dissolved into soil solution and react with ions, cations, to form carbonates. So pyrogenic carbonates formation is competing with organic humidification processes. We know that most organic carbon in soil is bound with mineral particles, especially non-crystalline minerals such as short-range order aluminum iron oxide have enormous capacity to bind organic carbon and strongly decrease the rate of turnover of soil organic matter and enhance carbon storage. Humic substances can be formed through selective preservation mechanisms, many of them, and also biotic abiotic catalysis processes. Soil minerals play a very important role in catalyzing abiotic formation of humic substances. There are many pathways in synthesis of humic substances, the abiotic synthesis of humic substances through mineral catalysis. One is the polyphenol pathways, namely mineral catalysis of abiotic polymerization of phenolic compounds and the polycondensation of phenolic compounds and amino acids. Two, major reaction can proceed through mineral catalysis. This is due to the humidification of sugar and amino acid system under ambient conditions, as demonstrated by former PhD student Jokic. And then finally, in our opinion, polyphenol pathway and main reaction do not proceed independently, because sugar, amino acid, and polyphenols, they coexist in soil solution in natural water. Therefore, in 2004, my former student Jokic published a paper in organic geochemistry to demonstrate the importance of integration of polyphenol pathway and main reaction. My current PhD student Hardy also submitted paper to Annual of Environmental Science, which has been favorably reviewed and virtually accepted, except minor revision. We have submitted our revised version. The relative abundance of polyphenol sugars, and amino acid, these are biomolecules, vary with vegetation, microbial activity, and associated environments. Now, in the humidification pathway, CO2 is released through ring cleavage of porphyrins and decarboxylation, dealkylation of precursor, many precursor biomolecules. However, we know little about the carbonate formation in the humidification pathway. Therefore, the objective of this study was to investigate the effect of the molar ratio of three structurally different polyphenols to main reagents, which is sugar and amino acid, in the integrated polyphenol main reaction system on humidification and carbonate formation process as catalyzed by Bernstein. We know resorcinol, which has OH in the beta position, catechol OH in the ortho position, pyroglu, which has OH, yeah, three OH in the ortho position. They are different, very different. They influence greatly the humidification process, and also the ring cleavage, release of carbon dioxide, and the subsequent formation of carbonates in the precipitation product. Experimentally, we used mineral bernstein as catalyst, and the catalyst was suspended in solution, incubated with three systems. First, glucose and glycine, which is main reaction system. Two, resorcinol, catechol, or pyroglu, that is a polyphenol system. Three, combination of Mayer and polyphenol system. With an increasing concentration of different polyphenol, we call it integrated system. Experiments were conducted at environmentally relevant pH 7.0 and also environmentally relevant pH 45 degrees centigrade for 15 days. The conditions were maintained throughout the reaction period in order to establish abiotic humidification and the related reaction, namely carbonate formation. At the end of the reaction period, the supernatants of the reaction system were catalyzed by using visible spectroscopy pH determination, and the humidified solid residue, which is an altered humidified solid residue, and also humic acid isolated from the supernatant and purified as by standard method. And then we investigate these natural humic solid residue and purified and humic acid by using X-ray diffractometry and synchrotron radiation. In this case, we use carbon, KH, and manganese, LH, near exact spectroscopy. Results in discussion. The results showed the effect of bernstein on the humidification process. The dotted line stands for control. Control means in the absence of catalyst bernstein. The solid line indicates the system in the presence of bernstein, and this is for catechol, pyroglu, equimolar integrated. This is catechol equimolar integrated, and this resorcinol equimolar integrated. Equimolar refer to equimolar ratio of polyphenol to Mayer reagents, that is sugar and amino acid, in this case glucose in question. You can clearly see that the power of bernstein is catalyzing the humidification process as indicated in absorbance. We also use carbon KH to determine the nature of humic substance form. And the results clearly show that the synchrotron data, carbon KH data, clearly show that different polyphenol system in the integrated system have different nature of humic substances, but they are generally similar to humic acid humic acid, standard humic acid from IHSS. Especially cation equimolar ratio and many reaction systems, they are very similar. In the case of pyrogallol, the spectra show the reaction products, humification product are much more heterogeneous. In the case of resorcinol, it's not as heterogeneous, but very aromatic here, and also aromatic, and here high aliphaticity and also aromaticity. Both are present. This pH show that in the case of pyrogallol and resorcinol, in the case of pyrogallol and cation, the pH steadily decrease with the increasing more of polyphenol added. That's due to the generation of proton during humification process. But in the reaction system here, besides the generation of proton through humification process, there's a reduction of manganese from 4 to 2, which can consume a proton. But this is the net pH as a result of the two opposite reaction. In the case of resorcinol, it's different. In the case of resorcinol, the pH is always high, always high. That this indicates that in the case of resorcinol, humification process is not as great as in the case of reduction of manganese for the two in produce in this reaction, the latter reaction consume proton. Therefore, you have high pH here. Because of different pH, this affects formation of carbonate. We will discuss this in a few minutes. We use X-ray diffractometry to look into the solid phase of the selected resorcinol Mayer reaction system. React with Burnside. In the case of Mayer reaction, you can see the D spacing 2.86, the strongest, the rest are all D values for manganese carbonate, that is dolichloride. Now, when you add very small amount of resorcinol to the system, you see the intensity drastically decrease. This is because of resorcinol polymerization result, polycondensation with Mayer reaction result in the formation of humic polymer, which compounds with manganese. Therefore, manganese, not too much manganese left over to form dolichloride. When you add more resorcinol gradually, you see the increase of intensity. That is because, when you add more resorcinol, you have more manganese released to solution. The pH is high, and this promotes the formation of dolichloride. In the case of resorcinol-only system, you don't see that at all, because you see the mixture of manganese 4, manganese 3, manganese 2. So this would not promote formation of resorcinol. So this clearly shows that biomolecules play a very important role in the formation of carbonate, such as manganese carbonate. And how much more time do I have?
About 1 minute.
1 minute? Oh, 1 minute, fine. That will cut down my work by 90%. That's okay, no problem. I can do it. Now, X-ray diffraction pattern for solid phase of cation Mayer reaction system. You can see that when you, in a case of Mayer reaction, the same as before, but when you add gradually increased amount of cation, the formation of dolichloride manganese carbonate completely inhibited. Very important, because cation undergo in very substantial humification process with complex manganese too, and also decrease the pH, as you can see before. When the pH decrease, the carbonate formation is limited. So that's the reason why it is inhibited. In the case of pyrogallol, very similar trend. Now, I'd like to use carbon KH near example just to compare with X-ray data. In the previous X-ray data, we show that, cation, for example, inhibited formation of manganese carbonate. And in the case of synchrotron data, same thing. In the case of main reaction, you see the carbonate here, you see the carboxylic, you see the aromatic. But if you add a little, a small amount of cuticle, you see the intensity of carbonate increase. When you increase more to open or five more, which is equimolar ratio, the carbonate formation completely inhibited. In the case of cuticle only, you don't see any formation of carbonate. X-ray diffraction also show that. This indicates that X-ray data is substantiated by carbon K-edge near eggs of synchrotron radiation study. And in view of time, I'm not going to present the manganese L-edge, which also substantiates this conclusion. I would skip that, right? Is that okay? I'll skip that. The manganese L-edge also substantiates that. Same thing. Now, when carbon dioxide is released from polyphenol, from amino acid, from glucose, as shown before, it resolves in the water to form carbonic acid dissociates to bicarbonate, and carbonate depends upon pH. The manganese release through reduction reaction, as confirmed by EPR, which we show Mn2+. And because of that, the manganese 2 and carbonate combine to form manganese carbonate. As long as the activated products of manganese 2 and carbonate satisfy the Soviet product constant of dorocroside. And I think I will skip all this. Manganese carbonate presence of manganese carbonate dorocroside in natural environment have been reported. Okita et al. 1988 studied large manganese carbonate deposit in Mexico and found that this mineral was derived from organic carbon source based on carbon-13 value, and they hypothesized that the manganese carbonate form is from oxidation of organic matter by manganese oxide, but they don't have evidence to prove that. They hypothesized it. In 2002, the Falls et al. Reported that used manganese K-edge gene and exap to identify dorocroside manganese carbonate as a dominant manganese bearing phase in wetland. But this the fact. And I will skip this in your time. In conclusion, the finding in the present study for the first time provide the experimental evidence clearly showing that biomolecular induced formation of dorocroside manganese carbonate in the humification pathway. Finally, the structure and functionality of polyphenols and molar ratio of polyphenol to male reagent substantially influence dorocroside formation in the humification pathway. That means biomolecular can promote the formation of dorocroside, can inhibit the formation of manganese carbonate, depend upon the structure and the functionality of the biomolecules. So humification process and the inorganic carbon formation, transmission process, they are related, they cannot be separated. And the present finding, in our view, are of fundamental significance in understanding the biogeochemical cycle of organic carbon and inorganic carbon in natural environment. This is the marriage of inorganic chemistry and organic chemistry in soil. So finally, I'd like to express appreciation to our research council for the funding over the years. Thank you.